This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ranton and shot. Comes to Ducheney and a wide open goal. And they score!
Sean McDonough, who joined us yesterday with the call, take over Jake Riedma.
Dallas Stars! Come on, Dallas Stars! That's why you play for 60 minutes! It's a 60-minute hockey game! It's not a 40-minute hockey game! Dallas Stars! Play for 60 minutes, RJ! 60 minutes, RJ! Come on! You gotta play for 60 minutes!
Aiden...
Was that to the tune of Row, Row, Row Your Boat? That's what that sounded like. You
were play for 60 minutes.
Aiden, you not getting that on the fan cam could be a fireable offense right there. that was bad to have missed that. Jake Riedma with the Stars rally towel in studio after last night here on 105.3 The Fan with a 6-3 comeback win. Is that rank over the Miko game?
You know what's crazy is each and every game at the American Airlines Center, and it helps when they just don't lose at the AAC, feels like it gets better and better. And I know that's recency bias, and I know that's living in the moment, but that's what this is all about. I love being a prisoner of the moment. I mean, I don't even care. I mean,
was it totally just dead in there for the first 40 minutes?
Great point, because I put this on Twitter that the crowd got back into it after the Miro game, and someone went at me, oh, they should be in it the whole time. And I get that. It's playoff hockey. And it's not that they weren't in it. There just wasn't anything to cheer about because they were getting outplayed drastically.
Were you thinking during the first two periods that your prediction for the series was wrong? That they're actually in trouble for the series?
I was hearing from it from the boys back home, from the Pond Hockey group message. They're like, great, great prediction, man.
Wait, hang on. We gotta rank the manliness of the group. The group messages here. Oh. We have Los Hombres with Pepe.
Yeah. PABs.
Huh?
PABs.
The PABs, the hoodies.
You're appreciated. That's ours. And you
divorce
have
is expensive.
The Pond Hockey group.
I have a couple of group chats that I take a lot of heat for from now the fiance. I know she's tuning in. And I love the group chat with the boys. I mean, nothing gets me more fired up. I got the high school group chat. That's the Pond Hockey one.
What's it called?
The high school one?
No, the Pond Hockey group.
It's called Dow Kids, so... We don't need
the whole story.
Yeah, right.
I thought it was something funny.
No.
You could have left it as Pond Hockey Kids. That was the joke. We were laughing at that.
Right. And then the college one, too. That was here. That one's called Texas Hockey. I renamed it just for the playoff.
So when did you start thinking things were turning around last night?
Well, the obvious is the Miro goal. And I think that elevated at the end of the second period because, make no mistake about it, that's where the pressure caused the penalty. And I know we had talked about sometimes when you get a penalty that is divided by period, sometimes it can be tough to get back into the power play mode right away in the third period. So credit to the Stars for doing that. But that elevated the pressure. And I saw a lot of Oilers fans complaining about three consecutive penalties called. But when you're applying that pressure and when you're forcing the issue like the Stars were, it's kind of inevitable. And it's not like they were cheap calls. I mean, yeah. The high sticking to Miko, one camera angle didn't look as egregious, but you look at the other, he gets hit in the face with a high stick. That's the definition of the penalty. It's not a cheap call.
Jake Riedma in studio from the AAC last night here on The Fan.
Was Otter a problem yesterday, or was the defense putting him in a bad position?
Great question. It was a relentless forecheck from the Edmonton Oilers. It was all five guys just applying pressure. And that's where it's so bizarre, the drastic difference from period number two to period number three. Just looked like a different hockey team.
Yeah.
Now, I will say the Bouchard goal, I thought Otter could have stopped that one. The other two, no chance. I mean, the first one, that Draisaitl goal.
That was such a good goal.
The release and the speed and the placement, that combination, nobody's stopping that. Nobody in the world stopping that goal. It was incredible. And we knew they had that kind of firepower. We knew it, and a lot of people had talked about it's going to be a high-scoring series. And in game number one, obviously nine goals, that's a ton. But the Oilers are too good to hold down for 60 minutes. You're going to have plays like that.
And Draisaitl afterwards called the loss immature.
Yeah, I thought it was. I always love hearing the. I mean, losing post game sound, I think, or the post game audio from the team that loses, I think, will always reveal something. And he didn't say, you know, we got outplayed, we're this, that, and the other. And he said it was immature. We got to learn to grow up. And it was almost like you have a team down and you got to go for the jugular, and they didn't do that, and the lack of effort or whatever it may be in the third period from the Oilers, you got the leader, one of the leaders of the team, calling it immature. It'll be so interesting to see how they respond, and the frustration boiled over at the end. Yeah. With the little scrum, I heard you say that you had already turned the channel.
Yeah, but what happened?
But you got Corey Perry making fun of and taunting Leon Bischel and saying, oh, he's covering his head like a turtle, because Corey Perry was going after him as the buzzer sounds. Why don't you go after him in the middle of the third period? Yeah. And actually bring a little effort?
What, and who goes after somebody who's 6'7"?
Yeah. Also
six,
very bizarre.
Seven.
Yeah, but I will say, I thought Bischel played really, really well, but he took that penalty. Make no mistake about it. When he took that penalty midway through the third period, you could feel the nervous energy, because it's 4-3 mm-hmm. at that point. Edmonton yeah. going back on the power play. Really impressive kill.
So how do we make sense of the first 40 minutes? Like, because the elation, it's like that. I felt so weird after that game was over. I was like, first of all, how did this happen?
Who wakes up this morning feeling more confident? Is it the Oilers or is it the Stars for the way they broke out? The Stars saying, this is what we are, or the Oilers are like, come on, that was fluky.
Right, there's an element of, I think it depends. You can almost use
it. Hard to say five goals is fluky, but.
No, but to your point, just the overwhelming difference from 40 minutes to the final 20 minutes in that it's almost like a comparison to make the Celtics-Knicks series, where the first couple of games, you got the Celtics that are just the overwhelming better team.
Yeah.
But the Knicks used that momentum. And even though they stole a victory late, then they propel that into a series win. So obviously from the Stars fans, that's what I'm thinking. I also think they had a couple of espresso shots between period number two and period number three. That's what Pete DeBoer said. I don't know what I said to him. Well, they had some espresso shots.
Don't you got to feel like, though, if Edmonton can play as well as they want, the fact is they lost the exact way everybody was concerned they would lose. And the exact way that Connor McDavid was like, this is a problem. We're not killing penalties. And if they lose in that exact way, I got to think that there's more doubt creeping into their heads, where they're like, it doesn't matter how good we play, this exact thing we thought was going to beat us did, even though we played great hockey for 40 minutes.
I would agree with that, and also add to it the element of a waking, almost a sleeping giant in the Stars' power play, because that was the Stars' Achilles heel in this series last year. And I don't want to do a lot of comparison to last year because it's such drastically different teams. Yeah. However, I think when you have the secondary goaltender in Skinner, in the sense that Ottinger gives you much bigger advantage in the goaltending side of things, combined with the Stars' power play really waking up. And again, I keep saying this, but the drastic difference between that first power play, they're going to get the puck in the zone on their first play power play. Edmonton's zone entry defense was incredible on that first power play. And then to come back and have three power play goals, boom, 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 really impressive.
Jake Rietma in studio from the AAC here on 105 through the Fan. What was it like outside? Are people just going nuts while leaving the arena?
A little bit. I had the camera out and was looking for some good audio and everything. And it was like almost a sense of relief, I think. And I don't want to speak for everyone. A couple of people I talked to, you know, they said, well, man, I was so nervous after that second period, and rightfully so. But I think, too, there's an element of an educational fan. You understand, hey, this is game number one. We're on home ice. We needed to win this game. We need a little wake up. So it wasn't any like, you know, oh, F Edmonton, that kind of thing. It's just, all right, next step mentality.
Is the second most encouraging thing the guys who scored for Dallas Dallas versus just being Mikko.
Yes. I mean, Duchesne's goal, and which, by the way, was kind of a hilarious goal because he absolutely pelted Roope Hintz the first shot before right off the rear end, and then it bounces right back to him, and he just buries it after that. But it's almost like a good shooter seeing one go in, you know, and just the confidence level. You take the bucket off of the basket, you know, now all of a sudden that goal looks way bigger, and you have that confidence. And DeBoer's talked about this, that the chances were there. It's not like this team was, you know, those guys were struggling to generate any offensive chances. It's just now they're not.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And on the door, and they finally broke through.
How scary is Florida on the other side?
Oh, my goodness.
Are they the favorite?
I think, yeah, I haven't checked the odds. I got to get back on Money Puck. It saved my favorites. But
Money Puck has Florida as the favorite right
yeah,
now.
They, I Dude, mean, really? They, yeah. The firepower that they have, and there's I think, an experience element to it. When they make the run last year and that same core is back, just, you know, kind of with that mentality of, hey, let's go do it again. So, but wow. Hey, one game at a time.
See, this makes no sense because for the entire postseason, the Stars have been the favorite. And then all of a sudden, it gets to the Edmonton Stars series, and it switches. And then Florida jumps in there, too.
It just haters.
What?
Haters.
Haters. Haters. That's all it is.
You ain't got no haters, you ain't.
Is McDavid going to point fingers, being the punk that he is?
What's the point fingers thing?
He did this last year. Remember? There was that video. It was between periods. Let's go. Let's tighten up. We're in the finals, guys.
It's not good enough.
Yeah, are you perfect? So then shut up. Like, that's what I say. You know,
he's the next Gretzky.
Did he play a perfect game? Did he not make a single mistake? Then shut your mouth.
What I saw on the ice from him last night, though, is it's just witnessing it in person. Yeah. Like, this is a grown man, and the speed and
the passing.
Just, it looks different. It looks like there's pond hockey crew we were talking about here. Is there was travel?
Your boy Jesse does the same thing.
How old is the pond hockey crew?
No. Probably all Reitma's age. How old are you?
I don't know. The AAC pond hockey crew isn't
32 years old, but it looked lower like 30s. The guy that 30. Was stuck in the house league that should have been playing in the travel league. So, but he made some that first goal to with Draisaitl, the way he stops on a dime, a little spinorama, and then he makes the pass.
Jake just pulled off the spinorama with the microphone cord on the Fan Cam Twitch and YouTube.
I might need some new headphones after that one.
Jake Riva in studio, and I assume you're going to be there tomorrow night.
Oh, absolutely. Is the Pope Catholic? Does a bear ass in the woods? Come on. 7-0. By the way, 7-0 at the AAC.
You are.
No, I'm not. The Stars have won their last seven. I think I'm 5. I had a wedding in there, a funeral in there, you know, a couple of reasonable explanations to miss a couple of games there. But franchise record, 7 consecutive home playoff wins. Hadn't done that since they became the Dallas Stars.
It really is a great home ice advantage.
Absolutely.
Look, there's the Canadian stadiums are like they're just different. They're just built. They're just very, very different. But from an American arena, I can't imagine. I haven't been to many, but I can't imagine there's a better home atmosphere than this one right now.
Right now, and absolutely not. And they do. We've talked about the production elements, but I think that just adds one more thing: the laser show beforehand, the goal sounding horn, Dallas Stars.
So when you're hosting with CA, how long can you maintain this energy?
Somebody,
if you were hosting this morning. When do you think you'd crash out?
That's a great question.
Because your mouth is so dry right now. I see the saliva. You need to take a sip of whatever.
Are you
going to
do this for 4 hours next Monday?
That's a great question. We got to talk about that. You know,
Monday.
Monday. He's hosting.
Yeah. On what show?
This one.
Ours.
Oh. I thought you went straight to the boss and said, I need Rima. I need Rima. That's my guy. No, I.
Oh, my.
CA did ask me about that. And I said, it's a mentality thing. You got to, you know, if you got a 4 hour show, that's a marathon. I'm going to run a hell of a marathon. If it's a sprint, I'm going to run the best 40 yard dash. So I kind of look at this as a 40 yard dash.
Okay.
And, you know, I never ran sub 5:40, but remember that was the first time I was ever on your show. You're like, you ran a 4:25. And I was like, well, we played a 4:25 defense. But I will. You remember that? You remember that?
No, I don't. I don't remember that at all. I
do. RJ doesn't remember his prep emails from
I have
the day
no
before.
Idea. Yeah, the day's over. I forget about the
this. This Rima guy played football. Yeah, I said, yeah, we played a strong safety. I mean, we played a 4:25. You're a 4:25.
What's that group called?
That is the Suncrest group. That's where we lived. I mean,
yeah. Jake Rima in studio, fired up for the entire Metroplex. Give it to us.
Dallas Stars!
The most electrifying man in sports talk radio.
There it is. If you see him at the AAC, give him the fist pump or the headbutt probably is what he prefers. Live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube.
Boy, that's yin and yang energy too. Reitma and Chris Arnold. Hey, guys, how you doing? And then Reitma coming.
Dallas Stars!
Well, I feel like Chris would be kind of hype.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's a hype man.
He can ratchet it up, but Chris also is very smooth jazz, I feel
dude,
like.
Dude, imagine Reitma if they let him be CA for a Stars game.
This
one,
is how we do
on the mic. Let him be the in-game guy one time in the arena.
Send that Pluckers video for his resume.
They would blow every speaker in that building.
How did the Dallas Cowboys end up on Hard Knocks? And are you excited about it? We take you inside the Star and Bobby's best friend with some concerns about that Cowboys Achilles heel. Inside the Star on the home of the boys with an Ice Cube ticket giveaway.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.